It was certainly electric, and they all come together in such unity I've never seen in my life. And they're hugging one another across the table. That's what I like. Now they do real revival, and they're having union revival. They'll be in the assemblies of God for 1 week, and then to the four square for the next week, to the church of God, and then talk for 1 week for the next week, and just keep moving like that around. Oh my, that's wonderful, you know. I think that's worth more. That's the healing of the body of Christ. That's real divine healing, isn't it? When the body of Christ can be, and we can be brought together, then. That's the real divine healing now. And last week, I have been teaching on the book of Numbers and bringing the children of Israel out of Egypt, bringing them into the promised land. And we had great time. But if you just excuse me on it today and forgive me, I'm so weak and warped. So I just try to give you some testimonies and a little highlights of something as you go along. Then you'll have the healing line. And I tried what I was doing that far, what I was teaching that far, but for this one thing. And I see that my own human strength won't do it. But I pray that God will help me. Phoenix has been the hardest that I have ever had yet, the smallest crowd that's ever attended, and so forth. It's in Phoenix. It's a city that I love above all cities of the world, to Phoenix. I love it, and I want this to be my home someday. And that's why Satan fights me so hard here, that's right. But with God's grace, I win. I shall have what I have asked by God's grace. And what I wanted to see in Phoenix, I'm just going to pray that God will do it, because I want to see the churches all in Phoenix like there was up in the Northwestern Territory. All one heart, one accord, one faith. We can do it, family. We can do it, family. And I believe God will help us to do it. Let every person, I don't mean for anybody to not to have their own doctrine of the church. That's all right. But what I mean is if we can just see one heart, one mind, one accord. All of us just sure we can. But just Satan gets between us, don't you think so? And he does that. And that's his point. But I believe the hour has come that when God is going to move the order. Now, just of my text, to finish up, for I left the children of Israel last Sunday at the prophet of Balaam. And that's where I preached conviction up on myself. How many was here Sunday before last to see it? Well, you've seen what happened to me. Well, I brought down conviction to myself. Brother Simpson and I had always had made this statement. There was no disease, regardless of what it was, would stand before the prayer, and no affliction, no matter how bad it was crippled, but what would be healed if I took time for that. You've heard me mention that everywhere, haven't you? And that's true. It's still true. But now, today, the great test is over. And I'm going to let it be to me a stepping stone and a bit of a stumbling block. And so teach me the ways of the Lord better. And I might live closer to Him. And if I live closer to Him, I can help these people more. And be led by His Spirit. And now, the first thing I wish to do now before we start in on it is to have a word of prayer. And then we're going to think a few moments. I'll give you some testimonies of some things that happened. And then we're going to start the prayer line. We have plenty of time to pray for everybody that desires to be prayed for, and especially all those who cannot come back to other services. Now, I'll give you the reason. And before I say this, before I have prayer, I want to thank God for returning to me again the gift of healing, and for more success than Sunday before last, and then healing. And really, I'm praying for the sick and spending months on time. It comes out more blessed than it was at the first time. And you'll notice it, I'm sure, in the meeting. The first thing reverently bowed was ever heard for prayer. Father dear, we come to thee today just as humbly as we know how to approach thee. And realizing the last time that I stood on this pulpit, I was a condemned man. I couldn't even realize how helpless I was without you. To see your presence leave me, and to see me come here before a little girl that was just really hard of hearing, and to see a little deaf like you on the pulpit. to see a man hard of hearing and concerned deaf. Oh, Christ, I realize without you, I'm a failure. I cannot go alone. And so in these times, Father, I decided without you, I might as well go home, because it only brings reproach upon me. And far be it from me, God, to ever do that. May it all be evil, every one of them. Have me in the testimony, Father, that I speak out as actually may it be, that the people will understand. And may everyone here receive a blessing, simple, Father, every delicious the outcast, the white, the colored, be with us now and shed forth our Holy Spirit upon us all, to glory out of service and help our tired, weary servants, while we ask it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. My life, the lifetime that God sent his angel down. Many of you here, how many have heard about how the gift of healing is brought to me by the angel of God? Most all of you do. But, dear friends, as you realize in the rain, in that condition for that many hours, I even got a little piece of paper and sketched out before going out. I thought it was the end of life, and I wrote to my wife what to do. And a little sketch to Brother Kitson and different ones like that. And I realized that I had no hold on life to hold my own life at my door any time. But if this is my last meeting with you people, the visitation of that angel is true before God. That's right. It's true. And that I stand here with his Bible beside me. And he did come. And I have told you the truth. Even as I was going to die this moment, it's true. And but the thing of it is that in my own nature, I love to listen, and I like to help everyone that I can. In doing so, I let my nature get away from God. Don't you see, my will of things is not always God's will of things. And people ask me to do things, and I love people, as I told you before. At one time, I didn't have many friends because I was considered amongst the people that I was with as Christian, and I didn't have many friends. But since I've come out and found God's people, he's given me up in the millions of friends. And I love him so well that I'd just do anything for him. I realize this with all my heart. If I don't get some kind of a strength from somewhere else, but this time next year, there'll be somebody else doing this besides me. Because no matter how much anyone tries to encourage me, I see my human strength leaving. It's because of something in my heart reaches out for the people. And I made this statement, I must live by this statement. That I had rather, and when I leave, I always like that sign of life, already leave behind us footprints on the sands of time. I want people to know that when I leave, that I have done the very best that I know how to serve God in this church while I was here. That's right, for this church and for his glory. Now, at Vandale, Illinois, was the time of the visitation of the angel, as I told you last Sunday. And some of you remember me telling you that, of him coming. The next time, but just before I come here, Sunday 2 weeks ago, I was in the room. I've been all through Canada and around. I've never seen him at all. And I was sitting looking sideways. And I happened to see something in the room. I turned, and there stood the angel of God standing looking at me. And I fell on my face, but Brother Lindsay was the campaign manager of the campaigns in the North from the Assemblies of God. And he stepped in the room, and you heard me scream out. He stepped in the room, why, he was mean to me. He's a fine man. And but when it did, it must have interrupted something, and the angel left. And then the following Sunday, I come right on down here, that was on Friday, and Sunday I come here, and not knowing what part of the scripture, I never get to read in the Bible, but I got the 22nd chapter of the book of the Numbers, and in there I begin to speak on the prophet Balaam, got up to his part, and when he came down, and how God told him in the first place, don't go then. He prayed again and kept on, and finally, I believe for Balaam, it was the love of money the reason he wanted to go. I'm not sure. I'll never know until I think it was the love of money. But in my case, it wasn't the love of money. It was a sympathy for human beings. And no matter how little or how big, it's all wrong to disobey God. That's right, regardless of what it is. And Balaam, he went on down to there, and the angel of the Lord met him in the way. And when I got to that friend, I don't know, there was something stuck me here. And we had just a line laying out, nothing but miracles to be performed, that was all, nothing but miracles. Well, and staying here in the pulpit, when I got up to Balaam, preaching to you all, and I seen that angel standing in the way, and Balaam could not see it. He knew he was riding on the scene. Then he got to a narrow way, to a narrow place like where a gate went through, and there the angel appeared again. And the mule falls, and Balaam could not see the angel of the Lord. And how did he disobey God so? So then when I did that, I seen then what the appearing of the angel was. And I realized for my first time, that's true, what a mistake that I had made. I've made an assertion to the people of the power of God that even the Son of God never made any statement like that. I made a challenge to bring to what was healed right there to what was sent. And how it must have been so good to me to let me get by with such a death when even I didn't make him believe or not to bring him on, you see, because I knew the strength and the power of God. And how did God let me get by with that, I do not know. Because Jesus Christ, there was many mighty works he could not do. Is that scripture?
Yes.
Because of their unbelief. And look what he was. Look at the power that was in him. And then merely with the gift of healing, challenged anything, belief or unbelief, come on up. And he let me for 6 months get by with that. That began to break my heart when I seen that. What I had done, I tried to hold up before you people and preach. I couldn't do it. It just melted me right on down, and I come to pulpit. And I seen that I was preaching and telling how bad Balaam was, and I was standing in Balaam's shoes. I was doing the things that the angel of the Lord met me up there and said, don't do it. And I was wondering if he hadn't visited me for 6 months. And said I was confining too much of the gift of healing to performing miracles. There's miracles performed all along the line. So let God do the kicking out that you do. Let me feel led in my spirit wherever, whatever the Lord tells me to do. Well, that's scriptural. When Jesus went to honor the fool, well, there's as many people in there crippled as there is people probably in this building today, maybe more. He walked in amongst all those people and just picked out one man. He was led of God to do so. So he told him, broke out and made holy, said, sir, I have no one to cup in water. He said, take up your bed and walk. See, he didn't have to argue with him because Christ knew that that man had faith to be healed. And the man picked up his bed and went on. He never healed one more in the city. Walked right on out. He took another man and led him out of the city and sent him talking to him, sitting on the ground, and made a little cake and put it on his eyes and told him to go wash his foolish strength. Many thousands laid in his path. He never healed them all. But when the Spirit turned him aside for somebody, then he had compassion. Not compassion for the human part, but because God was speaking through him to go to that person. Then I seen him and I'd made something that was wrong. And I was condemned and I was ashamed of myself. And I told you people about it. And then I come to the pulpit and I pray, God, if it's not your divine will and I've done wrong, will you help me? And you make it so that if I bring any persons in here, and if they're not healed, then I will know from this on, and never in my life will I make that challenge again or have anyone to bring a prayer line or make out a miracle line, as you call it. And you know what happened? The very first person that brought that little girl, I hope she's here today, from California, I believe it was, and she was hard of hearing, and I talked to the child before him. And I put my hands up on her, and the vibrations were hitting my hands from probably sometime a bursted eardrum that is causing infection in a little something to grow over, a little growth, because it had a rise somewhere. And the vibration stopped, and I said to you, as always, the child is healed. And I was trying to talk to her, and I couldn't even yell at her. I put my hands together, and she couldn't hear it. I turned her, stuck her over her hand, the vibration's back. I cast it forth again. And he come back. So I left the child alone. The next time was another man hard of hearing. I said, do you believe, sir? Nodded his head. Real. All I seen, he nodded his head and bowed his head. And when it did, I felt Holy Spirit, no vibration. That was purely spiritual. the anointing of the Spirit, so they had nerves probably. And when I prayed for that man, he couldn't even hear me, beat my hands together behind me. And I seen that I was condemned. And there I stood in this pulpit for the first time, and I knew what it meant for a man to be left alone without God. I was helpless. I'm ashamed of myself before you, friends, today. I'm ashamed of it. I am. And I'm sorry that it had to happen here in Phoenix, but it had to happen somewhere. That's right. And it happened here. I went off, and Brother Sheriff and I, we went out, and I was weary. I couldn't sleep. I started up on a plane. I started crying in the plane. The hostess come around and said, "What's the matter, sir?" I couldn't tell her. She wouldn't understand. I got off the plane. I went in. The ministers, when they come and met me and tucked me in, they put me to bed, and they got down. They began to talk to me. And Reverend Baxter, a wonderful man of God, he came into the room, slipped in by himself. He said, "Brother Branham," said, "I can assure you that the gift of healing hasn't gone from you. That gifts and callings are without repentance. That God will deal with you, but he absolutely would be untrue to his promise if he took the gift from you. Said he can't leave you. Said Samson slept all night with a harlot. And the next morning he walked up, took the gates up, and walked away with him." See? That's right. And David and so forth. Now, like I said, he'll deal with you. Said Moses smoked the rock when he supposed to speak to it. See? So that's right. But the waters come forth. That was true. He said, "He'll deal with you, and he'll make me pay for it, but his gift is there." Somehow I just couldn't, I straight was gone. I couldn't feel God at all nowhere. And I hope and trust that I'll never in all the days of my life have to go through another 3 days like that. That was hell on earth, friends. It was, God was gone, the angel was gone, the Holy Spirit, I had nothing. That's my big hand, you don't know how I felt. I knew that we're still there. Before I prayed for the little girl, I'll never be guilty. I'll do everything that I can for you, and I'll walk humbly and quietly as I know how to walk. And the little girl was also deaf and dumb and had tuberculosis. That's a little girl down that area. She could speak here, and her tuberculosis was gone. God healed. Then following that same night, I've got this picture, sure. I was going to bring it to you, friends. I'm sorry. I've been so nervous and broke up. And a picture from the Mute School up there, that their teacher, they brought 7 children from the Mute School that was born deaf and dumb, and 5 of them got into the line that night, and all 5 are pronounced perfectly well. I got their pictures, their testimony, and sent home to your loved ones, all 5 of them. Born deaf and dumb, pronounced by the doctor. Not the doctors can take them over to California, and California doctors pronounce them well. 5 of them. I got letters there then from legal defense and everything like that. As they come in, the governor of the state of Oregon come to my meeting, and the governor of the state of Idaho sat in my meeting night before last, and some of their leading doctors and everything. So the Lord is just now beginning to bless, you know, in that way. So it just moves out wonderfully, and I am so thankful. May I never be guilty. And the way I see the people now, I found out that these last 2 weeks have set forth more miracles in any 2 weeks' time than I've ever had. I just pass the people through the line and pray for them. Then when something up on me stops and pulls the people, maybe someone doesn't have enough faith or something, then when they come through, it stops me. And then that's when miracles are performed on the pulpit. Otherwise, I only go as God says stop, not what some man says do. I'll bring my mother and you make her get well. She's crippled in the neighborhood, will bleed. I'll find out if your brain's more reproach than it does anything else. And just, that's right, because she don't believe in the first place. And mostly like that, people take advantage of that. Well, if God has forgiven me for it, I know. And I will never want to be guilty of that again. And in these last 2 weeks, there's been more miracles performed in my services than there has been in the last 3, 4 months or 5. That's right. More miracles. And we couldn't even take care of the crowds. If there's anybody here from the Oregon meetings and over there, they realize that our auditoriums and the skating rinks and the pavilions and things we would get through, there'd just be thousands turned away each night and thousands times thousands brought into the place. And the Lord has been blessing and doing great things. Now, there's been more people get well since then because I was just trying to get down where God wanted me to be. And I'm sure that you understand. Do you understand what I mean now? I'm not supposed to work miracles for the cause of people. If God could stop me on anyone. But my dear friends, here's what it is. The vibrations move just the same as that God's divine gift. If he will take that away from me, I'd rather not come out of school if it was that to me. Because when I can't be a help to someone else, I don't want to stay here. Then I went ahead and I started through the line, and the people began to see. After that, God began to perform more miracles than ever. Sometimes they'd be prayed for and go back and sit down with crutches. And they raised up all at once. The power of God had come up on them, sitting in their seats and showing on their crutches and run through the building real fast. And there'd be someone on the cot laying there just shaking with palsy. All at once, all they'd yet been prayed for, maybe a half hour before, they'd stop shaking, raise up out of their cot, and some of them would go home and maybe be home maybe a few hours and woke up in the night or something like that. And here they come back to this service and just are praising God, healed, you see. But that's what the people's got to do. They got to believe it, you see. It's got to be a part, like Mary told, Jesus told Mary and Martha, take me away the stone. See, you got something to do yourself, and you got to believe it, and God will work it. Right here, this way, I was taking all the way to people. I was the one doing it all, you see. But there, you got something to do yourself, and you go, and you believe, and you'll get healed. And a little boy, it was so pathetic, a little fellow come by. Now, I might just tell this, it's hanging down in the auditorium now. A little boy with braces over his leg, and he comes through the polio. He said, brother, brother. He said, can they say the prayer for me? I said, yes, and his mother was there. And then I said, and she said, if you just say the prayer for him, Brother Brown. And I said, all right, sister. And I said, now you're not, she said, I do not desire miracles. She said, I just desire you to say the prayer. And I had the prayer for the little boy just a moment. And laid hands upon him. And brother and sister, two nights after that, the little boy was standing at the door of the entrance where I come in. His braces hanging on his back. He was standing there. See, the simplicity, the humbleness of the mother. But no, brother, I can believe God. I don't have to see any outstanding miracles. But I can believe God. And then my ministry became more blessed than it ever was in the first place, you see. And there the little boy standing here, shaped his little hands just like that. And three nights time now, the little boy was back and had the braces hanging on his shoulders, right? And then held him up big shoes. Even had the shoes made to keep his braces while they were high. That's it. That's what a beautiful secret is. Don't have so much rely on man. That's your faith in God. He is almighty, you see. Won't work anything, but his will heal you. And you just, for the simplicity of a child, believe that you're going to get well. And believe that this little prayer is what God asked me to say for you, and you shall have what you've asked about. You just believe it. Now, into that, then I want to tell you about what happened. At the end of the week, there were so many people coming in from, they come from Canada, from everywhere. And so all the times, I never seen the sun shine until I come back to Phoenix. I was so glad to see the sun, I didn't know what to do. And I was looking up there where we had to pay, went into a restaurant and had to pay 50 cents for a grapefruit. Two half a grapefruit, 50 cents. And I see where you might say, this is God's thing. Throughout this thing growing on the trees and like that, and 50 cents a piece for grapefruit. I said, well, I can go down there on the street and kick them around like footballs and beanies. I said, oh, friends, you guys, the most lovely place in the world to live. I just wish you could just get together and pray. And you could have the best church in the world right here, the best meeting of people. You've got everything. The brother a while ago, I was so nervous, he took me out to ride me around, Brother Sherrod, and to ride me around a little bit before coming to the meeting. And I said, let's look at this paradise here. Why? You're ready for the millennium if you just get together. That's right. You're ready now. So it's certainly wonderful tonight. Now, then on the Friday night, last Friday night, I'd had my reservations made sure to come down to Phoenix for the services, as I had promised to Phoenix. And so the planes were grounded all week long. Then I said, I'll catch a bus and go over to San Francisco, and perhaps the fog would drive away. Sometimes it'd be off for an hour. Then it would come back, and planes would go around, and then we got a chance to come down to the land in San Francisco. Awful foggy. And I said, I'll roll over by bus. And I was getting so weak, and here's how the gift was to begin to keep it working. And therefore, I know now it's something either I'll have to let up, and I won't be long. The people passed by me. They never even put their hands on me or me their own man. And they passed by me, and such strength went from me on account of that healing. Those people believed me. I didn't have to pray for him. Their faith reached in and got it, you see. Just the same as I was praying for him. So I got so weak in the prayer line on the last night when nearly 3,000 passed by me alone on that night. 3,000 till I collapsed in the floor. And they picked me up around the arms, two men, and packed me to the door. And there'd been many spirits that went out of people and got into others. There's one woman that went in saying she was got her mind off the Lord. Or some woman was talking to her, saying that she turned around while I was praying to talk to the woman. And an insane spirit came up on her. I had to leave the poor soul like that. She's still insane. And there's many epileptics that went from one to another like that. Then when I started out the door, I went to the bus station. And Brother Lindsay and some of the ministers, they said, Brother Branham, you can start like this. I said, I want to go back to Phoenix. And they said, well, I said, such a thing has happened. I want to go to God. Our Heavenly Father has granted me another chance. So I said, I want to go tell him. And he said, well, you can't go. One day he said, I'll ride in a car. And I said, no, ma'am, I'll take a bus. And so I waited out there and started off, and we went to wait for the bus, and I got my ticket to San Francisco. And setting from the bus come in, it was already 3 hours late, and the fog you could hardly see at all. And while sitting there at the table, so nervous, I passed the arm and the reach of human senses again, and they thought I was asleep. And then they taken me on, and I roused out of it. But then the bus, when it come in, around towards 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, why, he couldn't go no farther. He had to put up. He couldn't even drive over the mountains. And that threw me out completely altogether. Then when I went home, went over there, I began to see myself failing real fast. And then 44 hours, I got gotten on. And then when that had taken place, then I knew then how weak I was and how weak my body was. From that, I began to feel weak and weary. And so I went to the meeting. And I come back again to Phoenix now, to pray for you. But I know you'll understand nothing. You'll understand and believe me with all your heart. And when these sick people pass by, remember, they'll get well. You just go believe. And if you come by, your faith will reach in and take a hold of that gift of healing. You'll be healed. Once you believe that already, if it works everywhere. And listen, you hear people of Phoenix here. I want each one of you to go to your pastor, each one, and say, let's have union revival here in Phoenix. Don't you think you can do that? Have union revival to get everybody saved and going living for God. Don't you think you can do that? Sure you do. If you just only believe, have faith, and believe God, for He wants to do that, and He cannot come, and I hate to know that little Phoenix is just the start of the program. Now, to catch back to my scripture where I left off at, you remember, Joshua, all the way through the scripture, he brings the children of Israel, it tied down to the last part, is that right? Now, I told you that how the children of Israel had three journeys. They did, three stages of their journey. Is that right? And the church has come to his third stage. Is that true? You remember, back of the evidence of the new land. And that's where you people stand now. But remember, the church could not believe. They got into confusion and went out into the desert again. And there they begin to get sick. And there's the brazen serpent, the gift of the church. Is that right? The Pentecost. Look, as the Pentecostal church got broke up in so many people, God, then sickness came into your midst. That's the thing. You notice one more thing before I told this theory of this. Now before, now all shadows and types that are coming up to this hour, if that was shadow and type, then the rest of it must come to pass. And I thought you'll get this, and I want you ministers especially to get this. Remember, their leader, Moses, all the time, was the type of Christ, the Spirit today. Is that right? But Moses never took the people across Jordan. There was a new order for him. Is that right? Moses never cut the people across Jordan, the church manager. Joshua cut the people across. Is that right? And friends, our great organization is not going to take the church across Jordan. I remember that. Joshua is coming on with me. See, God is going to send the nine spiritual gifts to the church. He's going to pull it together to across Jordan. Remember, he said, rise now, and let's cross this Jordan. He said to Joshua, I believe if there ever was a time of all the church history, that boy could now ride. We're going across Jordan. That's right. The church has been full through everything. It's broke up in sectarian and denomination. This is my last words on this. Now, I tried hard. I love peace. I love you people. I'd like to see everything in one heart and one accord. I'd like to come here and make this my home, where I could just have every Sunday afternoon service on and on and on, as far as that goes, until Jesus comes. But I can't do it myself. But I'm going to give you my being. Now is the time that our churches, they will not agree with one another. See, and it's time for you people to agree with one another, the church itself. And this is the way, the gift that's coming into the church, that's pulling it from both sides, not pulling people out of their churches. No, you go right to your same church. Your church is all right. Your organization, I have nothing against that. But brother, don't ever think that you're a little bit better than somebody else, or somebody's a little lower than you. Remember, we're all on one equality with God. We're His sons and daughters. And if we're sons and daughters of God, let's act like it, talk like it, and live like it, and be like it. Sons and daughters of God. And now, these gifts are what's doing it. See, the system changed. The church has led the world ever since Martin Luther's time. Is that right? But the church age is dying out now. It's right. That's the Moses part. It's dying out because as Moses failed God, so has the church failed God. I mean the denomination. You see what I mean? How many things you understand why I'm speaking? Thank you, friends. Look, Satan tries to come in sometimes and say, they don't get it, but I know you do. See, that has failed. The church has failed because it's got to a place, if you're not Methodist, you're not in it. If you're not Baptist, you're not in it. If you're not wrong to Assemblies of God, you're not in it. If you don't belong to the oneness, you're not in it. If you don't belong to this one or that, you're not in it. The church has failed. See, instead of bringing the people together as one body, it separated them out. Just like Moses, instead of speaking to the rock, he smoked the rock, you see, and it failed. So the church will never take the people over Jordan. That's right. But now, God has changed His order, and He's sending back, you will mark my words, there's great man on the road to this world. That's right. There's great power on the road to this world, and it'll be a people that'll fall out of people. Remember, come out of her, my people. Is that right? Babylon, confusion, death. And not the people now, not out of your churches, but come out of that confusion among you, see. Come out, let's serve God with one heart, one mind, and one heart. Is that right? And then God will take His church over Jordan, and that's over Him. Now you believe that with all your heart. I would just read here, how many of you, I know you haven't got the hell of truth. This brother, sister, you've never issued this yet, have you? This is the new hell. Hell of truth. Now, I was noticing that this year or this month, if you ever got it. The other night I had a surprise. My wife has, when she heard that I had had that exhaustion and passed out up there, tried to kill the poor little thing. And she really, she fell backward. I couldn't hear to have her picture taken. But she finally took it and she sent it to me. And I was talking to her little Bible. And my little girl, 20 months old, prayed for me on the Lord's telephone. Loved her little heart. And Daddy, Jesus helped my daddy. Jesus helped my daddy to come home. And we got our pictures in there this month. Hers, mine, and my secretary, Brother Cox and Sister Cox. They're very fine people. And in here, I happened to notice some testimony that I went to read just a little bit. And it's that was healed by some many good doctors in there down. She went wild. She only seemed to have a little stuff from the hole. You can see her little picture there. She's just a little chunk of human love, that's all. And God healed her instantly, right then. She got from the bed after laying there month after month and walked down in her little pajamas. Now, you couldn't even get around her. She had one herself and everything. She's blood all over and everything. She just calmed in a moment and walked in her little pajamas with her little slippers on down to the story fountain and drank slowly with her. And people coming from all over everywhere looking at her. So I had a testimony here that I wanted to read. You know, accordingly, I've got about 15 minutes now to get to these testimonies to you, and then have the time for the prayer, so to speak. Here not long ago, just in the midst of people, there was you all read the Azusa News. Anybody get the Azusa News? All right. Did you ever get that Jonesboro Evening Sun, that great write-up that went? You notice in the Azusa News in there, of where I was to fly to California in the Jonesboro son of a place in there, about trying to El Dorado in an airplane for a case that was dying of cancer. Anybody read that news? The news. I was having services there. There was a minister staying at the platform, big cancer hanging on him, all probably that big, hanging on his neck. The doctor said there's no chance for him. He's standing there with a reporter, standing there flashing the picture. That cancer turned white, fell off of his neck, and rolled over my feet. I've got it, alcohol now. There was a pit in his neck, his picture in the paper showing. There was a man who stepped in a wheelchair for I forget how many years, bound down like this, was sitting there in the chair, a Baptist deacon. And he a moment got up out of the chair and walked through the building, glorifying God and things like that. And then I was flown down to El Dorado with a little possessor, a plane to a girl that was a poor people, that was the girl expecting to die at any time. She'd been a cripple all of her life, a victim of polio. She's about 28, 30 years old. And the cancer had become a fibrous cancer and went all through her. And the doctors, I spoke to him as the one in the plane landed. And they had me, went out there and met me and taken me in to the home. And there was, the doctor said that he cut around 4 to 6 pounds of cancer out of her, of surface where it growed. He sewed the girl back up, and less than 2 weeks' time, more than that had grown back in her again. There was no hope at all, nothing at all. And her people was keeping it from her. When I went, I never shall forget. This may not mean much to you people, or some of you, but think if that had been your mother, if that had been your daughter. It means much to me. I have to answer for these things at the judgment bar. And just a while ago, I happened to pick up, I've dreamed of this girl last night. And here I picked up the little tale of truth while going and read her testimony in here. And then just how it come out like that. Such a coincidence. Then standing there, walked into the house, brother, the little humble white cottage there in El Dorado. And going in, the loved ones were sitting in the yard, and they were all looking in and watching for me to come. And I went in, I gathered the family together. I said, does she know what's wrong with her? She said, no, don't tell her, Brother Branham. I said, now, I'll keep on the family. She said, well, we never let her know. I said, now, the first thing, I want to know if you all have faith. So, but we've heard of others, and poor old man standing there with the old blue shirt on, you know, and her daddy, the great big fella, and he's just crying. I said, now, don't cry, man. I said, don't cry. I said, now, that'll cause your faith to be wavering. I said, you must believe that the requirement for your child is now met. I said, are you a Christian? He said, Brother Brandon, she's the only one of the bunch that's a Christian. He said, I guess that we're too mean. He said, that's the reason God's taking her from us, because we're not Christians. And I've seen then the opportunity that God has given me. Don't never fail your opportunity. And there was at least about 15 or 18 of them standing in the little kitchen. I said, are you all relatives? Yes. I said, is any of you a Christian? And one of them was a member of the Church of Jesus Christ. And that was as much as any of them was in the line of Christianity. I said, will you do this? If God will let this girl live, will you promise him that every one of you will repent, every one of you, and be Christians and be baptized and so forth? And everyone said, we'll do it if God will do it. Well, he said, I'll tell you, you want to come out, what happened to the girl? And I went into the room, not letting anyone in there. Poor girl was laying there. She just had a few days to live, just maybe 2 or 3 more days that could be done, because she was thinking fashion. And so I walked in, she said, I presume this year, Brother Branham. And I said, yes, ma'am. And she, her eye was still open, where she didn't do nothing, where the cancer was taken from her. And oh, she was swollen way up like that. Just pounds of that flesh had been taken out. And just where the cancer, you know what a fibrous is like that, just went right through everything. It was just purple flesh growing all the time. And so she said, well, I presume that you're Brother Branham. I said, yes. Yeah. And she said, Brother Branham, I understand that you can tell people what's wrong with them. I seen life and what was happening. And I said, yes, ma'am, by the help and mercy of God, I can. She said, Brother Branham, will you tell me what's wrong with me? She said, they won't tell me. She said, I know the way you're coming here. That's horrible things are here. And I said, yes, ma'am, you'll be honest with me, Brother Branham. I said, if I be honest, I took her over hand. I said, yes, ma'am. the cancer. I thought it was okay. But besides that, your doctor, as I met him out there in the kitchen when he was talking, says that your time is in the next two or three days. And I, she said, what? That there's nothing between my soul and the Savior. She said, it was more than pain. She said, I tried to leave my, and I quit. And said that, and I said, maybe this is the opportunity they all love you so well. I said, they everyone promised me that if you got well, that you would serve God. I said they did. And just then, Brandon, I remember, one day I'm going to leave this world myself. The angel told me that it would take place. It's a place that then I felt it. And I went down and had prayer for the vibration stopped. And I said, sister, you are going to be well. She said, Brother Benham, I don't know what that means. She said, I just know I'm going to be well again. I said, you are. You're going to be well. I walked out to all the people out there in the kitchen crying. I walked out and shut the door as they come out. They said, well, what about it, Brother Benham? I said, thus saith the Lord, the girl will live. And poor old daddy just broke down and cried. And here's your testimony, wrote me a paper. She quoted my words here. Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is also performing miracles in these last days. On May the 16th, 1947, the doctors found it necessary to operate on me. When they did, they found a raging cancer. All that some of the best doctors of this city could say was that my time was very short. My friend, God came on the scene. Brother Branham flew here from Jonesboro, Arkansas, by plane, and prayed for me. The Lord immediately killed the cancer germ and healed my body. I can never get through thanking the Lord for sending Brother Branham to pray for me and for the healing of my body. Mrs. LADDIEMYRICK, Liddy Mary, 325 West Cook Street, El Dorado, Arkansas, right here. See? Now, if that woman were the best of doctors with that cancer, was no miracle. It was a miracle. She accepted it as a miracle, but it was weeks later before she was perfectly well. But I told her the germ of that cancer was dead. She believed it, and that's what happened. Can't you believe the same thing? Now, one more little thing kind of boosted my heart when I read this. It was a dear mother in Canada. And it's giving your undivided attention. Now, I'll read this little article. You'll have it there and have it easy. All things are possible. Title for that. Humbly dedicated to Reverend William Branham by a Canadian mother. Therefore, God's angels. Bless their hearts. I'll never forget them. Another little song of All Things Are Possible. You just hear some angel. You say you hear Mother Ralph and her baby, she's singing it. And out on the street, they're singing it. And their work, they're singing it. All things are possible. And they've got a revival sweeping from coast to coast in Canada. Everywhere. Little churches that was once turned down, they reopened them again. Missionaries or bankers went out into the field there and opened up. That's a stirring. That's what we need, isn't it? Now listen real close. There are some, dear Lord, that you have chosen, called out from this world of sin, to be ready to go or ready to stay as the Master has called to him. You only choose the pure in heart and those that will follow you. Then, dear Lord, you'll give to them a priceless gift as no one else can do. Oh, Heavenly Father, we love you so as you sent an angel down. He came with a message, oh, how sweet, and promised on one a crown. The angel said, I will give to you the gift of healing divine. Will you go and tell them to believe? This promise then is thine. Yes, Lord, I'll do my very best. As he knelt at the throne of grace, I know, dear Lord, all is possible. I'll do it at thy request. I'll go, dear Lord, where you want me to go.
I'll be what you want me to be. I'll pray for the dumb, and they shall speak. I'll pray for the blind, and they'll see. You'll be healed. Just to get one touch from him, and he fouls along the... They fall along the sidewalk for one simple glance at him. The sick are brought from north and south, and some are lame. Some are brought to be healed. Oh, angel dear, dear, to cast the devil from this child, and it shall be. Oh, Jesus, Lord and Savior, do keep and bless thine own, that they can bless thy servant, whom thou hast loved with thy power, and give him strength from thee to that blessed hour. Our Heavenly Father, I thank thee for this humble privilege that I have, dear God, that someone has, that they believe, Father, and thy angel, who so dearly hopes, and this dear person who has sounded into poetry now, I pray, Father, that you'll let me always be humble, and may today the dumb speak, and the blind to see, and that child that is possessed with that devil, may it be cast out. Just a touch from thee is all I want, Lord, to know that you're standing near. I know, Father, that all demons are subject to thee. Your great power is near us. Nothing can stand. And I pray that you will heal everyone here in peace, Father, today in this auditorium. For this is where thou hast taught me a lesson to listen to God instead of man. Oh, Father, help me. Never again, Father, never to do anything that would be displeasing to thee. And may now, Lord, the last time here, Sunday week, for such a rebuke to me, may this Sunday be a great blessing to me, Father, to see thy people heal in this auditorium today. I pray that thou will grant it, Father, in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, I ask it. Amen.
The minister now soon for 34 years. Hundreds and hundreds of preachers of the different faiths and of our own faith, the Pentecostal faith. I have never yet met a man manifesting humility from day to day that Brother Bannon manifests. The weight of this is crushing the very life out of him. You don't realize what it means to fight the powers of darkness. All the powers of the enemy are turned loose against you. You perhaps only have a small portion against you. Remember the reason that Jesus suffered so on the cross. It was not because of his own sins, but because the powers of hell were determined to question. So if you have anything special from God, the powers of darkness are going to do their best to crush it. So this afternoon, we want you to do your best. Now, to believe God, you heard what Brother Bannon had to say. How many of you now believe that God is here, that he will heal? I see your hands. You believe it. God bless you. That's all it takes, is faith. So we want you to be humble and believe. I'll be back with you in just one second. We have a case waiting at the door, brought in an ambulance, dying of cancer. Brother Bannon is slipping out to pray for this one now while we are calling him paralyzed. Now, the kid will be there now. I want to start the prayer line now. All of you listen attentively so that you know. I don't know some of you ushers by name, but the usher was over here a little while ago, and I asked him, who had been here for three services and lived more than 50 miles away from here. You let those folks come first. Those who live over 50 miles away and have been here 3 services or more. Now, please don't take advantage of these things, friends, when we ask a question like this. If you do, here's what may happen. The disease may stay on you and you get something else. Remember that you're not just dealing with us. We want to be just as fair with you as we can be. Now, the reason I say this is because people take advantage. I'm going to give you a little illustration for a moment, so Brother Brown will be out for just a minute. You'll hit it if you don't do it. Now, we want you to please be obedient and as nice as you can, because in little kids, you teach yourself and somebody else out of an opportunity. Please do not stand or get in the prayer line at all until we call for you. Now, remember, we want, as Mother Madden prays, everybody keep your heads bowed, be as humble as you can, bow your heart.
Shout it out. Our Heavenly Father, now for this week, dear Jesus, have born again today. After 2 weeks' absence, here stands lovely people who are wanting to be well. I try to humbly to tell them, Father, that your blessing was that they would just believe me. Their faith, Lord, is what makes them whole. Their faith to believe it. Now may each one that comes by be touched by thy divine power. And I pray now as I feel your angel standing so near. Oh God, may we bless each one and be well. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Please, sister, with all your hands. Dear Heavenly Father, seeing that our sister here is suffering with this kind of demon, thou art near to liberate her, Father, that she may well. Grant it, dear God. Spirit of the devil that has bound this woman, I adjure thee by Jesus Christ to leave her. Well, how long have you had the boys arriving? I don't doubt it. You want to serve God, don't you? Father, in simple faith, our sister comes this afternoon crippled here with this arthritis, and also has been bothered with this blood pressure and with many pains, Father, and her poor body is breaking down. And you who sent your great angel in the rooms that night, said it was to take this to the people. Oh God, may her faith reach in for it now. Satan, you who bound our sister, I adjure thee to leave her in the name of Jesus Christ. Our sister has stopped too quickly, but I believe a miracle has been performed on her. I don't doubt anything. I want you to raise your feet up and down like this here. There you go. Now walk right up and down the steps. Now, miracle has been performed on the lady. Walk on, sister. Now you raise your head. There she is, stiffened up with arthritis. Let's say praise the Lord, everybody. Let's give God praise at this high thing. She's crippled up with arthritis. Now bow your heads, everyone, and be in prayer. Just be real reverent like that. God will just bring great things to you. I believe you. Our Heavenly Father, I thank thee for thy goodness and thy mercy. And I pray, dear God, that you'll show mercy to our dear brother who comes many miles and has to be healed. Help him, Father, while we pray. Satan, thy power of infirmity, leave the man in the name of Jesus Christ. I adjure thee to leave him. Sir, you only hear me tell about the lady that fooled her a while ago. Well, now the same thing that happened to the lady with the cancer that was dying has happened to you now. Every vibration, everything that I know to tell you,
it's over. It's
going to be God. You believe if I'll ask God, he'll let you have back your eyesight again. I see you have a little more than that, old too, don't you? That's
all right.
I was only one way I'd ever be able to know those things, just to tell you that would be by God, is that right?
Yes.
But the only way I know to have it, I feel the vibrations know you got in hazmatic material for it. I just believe with all your heart. Our Father, you who reveal the secrets of all hearts, I pray that you will be merciful to Sister Lauren. Ask her by your grace and your help. Oh God, down on how I feel coming here now, Sunday before last. Your presence gone, and now your presence here, and each one is packed. Help our sister, Father, just now, and to be healed. And this demon has come upon her to cause this trouble, and her eyes are going blind. Thou, in Jesus Christ's name, come out of the woman. In the name of Jesus Christ. Verse 61 is here. The aberration is gold. You look around to the room just a little bit. Look around. See those lights up there? Can we count them? I want you to make sure you can point out that. That's right. That's right. Somebody out in the audience, raise your hand. 15 lights, she sees the building now. All right, someone raise your hand up there. You see them here? You see them here? I wonder if that lady there with the green looking coat on, kind of a gray hair.
Yeah.
She got just one finger up, or she got her whole hand up? She changes it. Just raise your hand up again, sister. Can you tell, did you see that she got a green sweater on from here?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. That's fine. How many fingers would you think she had, she's holding up there? Did you count that large, tiny shadow, is it?
I
think it's five. That's exactly right. Now, for praise the Lord, everybody. You raise your hand. Now, sister, the bride is coming to you. You'll be a perfect, well woman. Let's give God the praise like this. Everybody, please. Someone asked me the other day why didn't people said, well, I can understand, Brother Brand, is the people who are prayed for, and when they're healed, said the people in Pentecost, they usually like to shout so much that why they don't do more shouting in. I said, they're just dumbfounded. It's just having fun. I said, you ought to go out of the building sometime and see them when they're coming out of the building, and then you can understand. All right. Now, bow your heads, everyone. I'll be praying. Don't know one had nothing to do with the right hand, but I think to have her sister water off here to testify to her. I don't know where she's from.
Amen. I wonder, Sister Waldorf, if you'd walk out here and give her a testimony, tell her your condition. Here's one of your teens. The women was dying of cancer. In fact, it already was passed out. Right here, for the cancer, when I was hearing the other name. How many know her? Let's see your hand. Mrs. Waldorf, that's it. Hold them the whole way in with just a minute. I won't have testimony for this lady here. Thank you. Remember, my heart wants to be sincere with God. It'll be better. Don't you think? Better let him just heal and just let him pass it out. Don't you think so? Now, the lady will be well. She'll be like Miss Waldorf here on the street with you one of these days. And you'll be glad when the judgment comes that she's specimen it was very ready. I'll be by your witness in while we pray for her. Yes, ma'am. Now, you're... How long have you known? I see the doctor's done all he knows how to do for you, sister. Now, your only chance is now that your loved one has done what they can do. Your doctor's done all he can do. Now, your Savior, he can heal you. You do that. Father, realizing that life is nearly end for this our sister, she's going to leave us, Father. She's going out into dark eternity, somewhere. Thou knowest her condition, you know her soul, you know where she'd go to until she died. You know it all, Father. You know it's the name. You know of her head and head, you know all about her. Our doctors have done all they can do, all their knowledge. They've given her x-ray and they've given her treatments, and she's constantly, now the cancer's claiming her life. Thou alone can heal her, Father. Thou demon, I adjure thee by Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that you come out of the woman. Just keep her hips out of the woman. Let's cast the whole way. Now, what do you live at? Gold, Arizona. Nice country up there, isn't it? I want you to look at me. Yes, I want you to look at me. I don't want you to be melancholy. I want you just to try to just let yourself relax. You're going to try. Are you, have you, you're married? Have you? Mm-hmm. Have some children? You have a boy overseas. You want to see him again, don't you? Have it. You do. I want you to see you too. I love you. I want you to be honest with me. I'm honest with you. You'll be the same to me.
I will.
Now, there's something holding me back from working here. And I'm going to tell you how to do it. Shall I tell you out of just a minute ago? You know I know what it is, don't you? All right. No. No, I don't know the revelation. Now, you're sure. Yes, you can. God can take it away from you. Yeah. And I love you. There's no way in the world can you ever know that. Only by the revelation of God. But I found this cancer won't leave you. See, that's the reason it's holding you. Now you quit. Will you do it? By the mercy, will you do it? Sure, he will deliver you. Father, she's willing now to lay it on the altar. God of heaven, you know how I could find that out. And I pray, dear God, that you'll take the desire from her now and that you'll never do it again. Satan, upon the confession of this woman, upon her desire to serve God with a pure heart, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of the woman. Now, sister, look at here. Every vibration has stopped. You're free from your habit almost. Go on now and serve God with all your heart. You'll see your voice, sister. Put your arms around his neck and tell him mother's delivered. The vibration has stopped. Got a funny thing, haven't you? Yeah. That habit's gone from you, too. I'll keep it away from him as long as you can. I'm
Stop now, heaven. Don't feel it at all. And there my hands turn white.
Now, you've got a reaction of what I feel in vibration for the sick people. Now, I want you to give a little testimony here. It felt to you more like you put your hand up on a rail that was charged with electricity, kind of shaking. Is that right? And when I was praying, when it began to lope, jump, and then all at once it went away. Is that right?
Yes.
That's one of your
right.
women. That's one of your women from Arizona here. And then when you look down, my hand, which was red and had white spots on it, that turned white. Is that right?
That's right.
See? Now, I don't know the lady, never seen her in my life before. Is this your first time here?
Yeah, I've been here every
Sunday. Been here every Sunday.
You're
here
you can.
Yeah, right. Well, you should go home now rejoicing, sister, because you're here. Oh, God bless you. Let's say praise the Lord, everyone. That's mighty fine. God be praised and blessed for it. A little lady from Superior. Where's that at, Mary? Oh, Portugal. That's Portugal. I've seen your ad in the paper where you're still operating that mighty time. You better talk to me. Thank you, sir.
Do you believe, sir, if I'll ask God, it'll leave you? I see you have a few more things, but that's your major thing, isn't it? I think you got a ruptured nerve there. That's right. I'll say it's in this ear over here, and your kidney. Is that right? All right. You believe with all your heart, and it'll stop you. See,
the only way I know that is that some way I could tell it to you. Because you know if you set up in that place, our Heavenly Father, thou who knowest all things, come and be merciful to my brother. He's suffering now, and Father, by your Spirit, by your grace, I was able to tell the man what was wrong with him, Father. Right to his face, how could he doubt anything? But thou art here to make him well. Now, I pray that he'll start right now, Father, and not suffer. May it all go away from him, and everywhere he's from, you'll be thankful and tell the man that he works with and so forth of your great power. And someone else will hear, and they'll come and be healed, and they'll give their hearts to thee. Lord, making a testimony among unbelievers, I rebuke this demon in the name of Jesus Christ. Very soft there. Every vibration there. God bless you, my friend. Be a testimony in your name. It's been dead since last Sunday a week. Now, there's the vibration. I want you to, can you see nothing here? Just a minute. See, now I put my hand up to the pressure on it. You can't see the spots, of course, from where you're at. How many can speak like all the difference in the hand that's in the living room? Up here on the balcony? Can you see the difference in the two hands? Now, this is the first death day. One of these ears is dead. He's got a kidney disorder. Nothing with his kidney. Eternal God, the author of eternal life and the giver of every good gift, I try now, Father, to find favor with thee for our brother who's suffering. I know not him, you know him. And I pray, Father, that you will make him a testimony in the community where he is and among the man that he works with. May that everyone he comes in contact with, he'll spread the good news. Just like the others did in the days gone by when you were here in flesh. I pray that you'll grant this to my brother. And now, Lord, the last dead person I pray for on this altar, I feel that I was out of your will. But I thank you today, Father, I feel that you forgive me. And I am in thy will. And I pray that you'll hear me. And Father, not asking you to perform a miracle, but I ask you, Father, before these people, that they might know that thy servant has been forgiven of his sin of trying to challenge unbelief to be prayed for, even that in above which the Son of God has said. I pray that you will open his ear immediately, Lord, that the people might know that thou art Christ, and I be your forgiven servant. Thou demons, I come to meet thee in the name of Jesus Christ. I adjure thee, come out of the man. Come out of him, thou spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, thou evil one, that has deafened his ear and causing this kitty trouble. Leave the man. I just keep your head down, saying his blessing. Yeah. Open your, raise your hip. How long have you been deaf in that ear? Ever since he was born, he was deaf in this ear. Listen, listen. Up in here. Are you?
Yeah.
Now, I want to offer a little prayer of thanks to God. Our Heavenly Father, that man was born dead, and now he is here, free. Thou hast testified with thy own lips today that thou hast regarded thy servant and hast forgiven me, Lord, of my stupidness that I did 2 weeks ago. And Father dear, let me always walk softly by you. And I pray that you'll let me serve you as long as I live. And then, Father, even if I get tired, I'll try to worry on. And then someday when life is over, may I meet everyone that I pray for, Father. When we rally at your throne, O Christ, grant it. How I thank you. With all my heart, I thank you, Father. And I pray now that you will continue to be with me and meet with sick people. For thou seest that our doctors are just limited to certain powers. But Father, thy power is unlimited. And thou hast raised up a harness of healing to the people.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you, Father. And I pray, God, that it will continue on and on. In the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, I ask. Amen. Thank you very much, friend. Now, this is about a young man. Do you understand English? I see you suffering with a tuberculosis. I look at my hands here. Skin was spots coming up on my hands. Look at this one here. See the difference? Now, God has certainly rewarded you Spanish people. I presume that's what you are, the Spanish people. As many of them feel, I'm going down into your home country, down in Mexico, in a few weeks. I trust that you'll be a testimony. You will serve God, the young man. You will. Our Heavenly Father, you have created this young man who brought him here to the earth. And he's just here, a youth. To mean so much to your kingdom, Father, among the young men today who have gone astray. But he wants to serve you, and Satan has bound him, has bound him. But now thou hast for him to be healed. Come today, just as the children of Israel did to the brazen serpent, to live in there. Help me, Father, and may this young man be a strong, fine young, the testimony that will just alarm among his people. Grant it, Father. May he start gaining weight from this very day. Now, Satan, thou demon of tuberculosis, I come to meet thee in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of the boy. I adjure thee to leave him in the name of Jesus Christ. A young man before I raised my head, to look at my hand has turned white, hasn't it? Where it was red and flashing, I'm pointing to it, is that right?
Yes.
Turned white. I kept my hand in the same position, is that right?
Yes, sir.
What's the matter? It's your spine. You're going home to be well now. That's right, sir. Aren't you going to raise your head, are you? Young Spanish boy standing here, the vibration of tuberculosis on my hand, and now every bit of it has left, every bit.
Yes.
And you can go and be
Now, you're looking at my hand. You showed it to me. That's it. You're all right. Now, you go home. You go get well and start gaining weight. Eat plenty of good, wholesome food. Get sleep. You're broke down. So just you build up. Let's praise the Lord, everyone.
English?
No. Ask her if she will believe God will heal her. All right, now bow your head to every word. Our Heavenly Father, so thou art here to make the sick to be well again. And here stands this poor old Spanish mother crippled up here with rheumatism. Father, I cannot talk to her. She does not hear my prayer, doesn't understand it. But I know you do, Father. You understand all languages, speaking all languages. And I pray, dear God, that somehow that you will let her know in her heart that I'm interceding with all my heart for her. That you will liberate her from this rheumatism today, Grandfather. And I feel that you're going to give us such a great meeting down in this country, down in Mexico. Now may she walk out of the building whole today, Father. If it be thy divine will, grant it, dear God. For I beg it for you, of you, for her, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thou demon that crippled the woman up with rheumatism, leave her in the name of Jesus Christ. Keep your head back and see me. The vibration left her hand. I don't know what it's done for her. A young lady, you talk to her. And you tell her that I said to raise up her right foot like this. I tell her to walk following me. Don't doubt nothing. Tell her walk out on following me. Now you raise your head. Now walk out. Let's say praise the Lord, everybody. Look around, she smiles. I know what she meant. Let's say praise the Lord, everybody. Isn't the Lord Jesus wonderful? Isn't he a wonderful healer? If you just bow your head to him, real lovely for a few moments. Yes, ma'am. To see how did that your entry in some way has turned into an altar.
I don't know.
You don't know how that turned. It's probably coming through the vibration from it. It's an altar. How long have you had it, sister?
13 years.
13 years it's been running. Now, you believe if I ask the Lord Jesus, now there's something there to doing that, keeping that corruption all the time coming from it. Is it will your
ankle
in your ankle? Now, how old are you?
20.
Little lady, if I ask God with all my heart, you believe that thing will just start to dry up and get well now and be well. Will you serve him all your days? You'll love Jesus and you'll serve him. Will you do that?
Yes.
You will. I just saw your bed, a little Spanish lady standing here that's had an open sore for years and an ulcer running from her foot. Oh, Father, no doubt for what many doctors have cut that foot into your hand and weak. They went to their kitchen pad and wrote out different things to try their best to help this little lady. They've done all they know how to do, Father. She's done all she knows how to do. And now she's come to me and I'm doing all I know how to do. Now, Father, I know you know how to do it. You're the only one that can do. And that's why we're talking to you, Lord, from the very depths of our hearts. Father, I believe that the little lady would be a testimony for you. Her little life might be given to you, that you could use her to testify and tell her people of how that sore has been on her for years. Now, Father, I pray that you'll hear me. For the praise of thy Son, Jesus. Thou demon, that the lady all these years, I turn to meet you. In of Jesus Christ, absolutely. You raise your head. Something happens around the hand. It's a different color, hasn't it? Now, what happened? That's my sign. And you believe that with all your heart? You believe you're going to get better. Where do you live, sister?
Miami, Arizona.
Miami, Arizona. Oh, I believe I had an invitation to come up to your country up there. Now, look. If I get to come up to you, will you say bye about this and tell the people?
Oh, yeah.
You will. Now, you know this. A few days, what you've been bathing in? Salt? What's the salt in that one?
Nothing
for time. Now, you look at that face on there, that ulcer. It's going to start drying up. You begin to notice it around the lips. It's like anything is putting something on it to heal it. But God has done it here. The life that was in there causing that germ, the infection in there, gone. Now, if you believe it with all your heart, see, but your faith is going to save you. You believe it. Oh, God bless you. You'll get well. Now, Mother, of course you understand that days are very short for you, aren't they? There's not much more can be done, and you want to live. I want to live. We all want to live, Mother. Don't cry. I've got a dear old mother at home today. If she's living, I trust she is. She's praying for me. I've got a wife and two little children praying for me. The church of people praying all over the nation. That's why I stay in the way I am, sister. There's thousands and thousands praying for me everywhere. Now, Jesus hears their prayer. Now, you've got a cancer. You know it, don't you? Now, if you just believe the others are healed, not everyone that I pray for is healed. No, many of them dying on this. Now, it'll determine what you'll do right away. You'll either get well or die right away. Now, you want to be well. And I'm going to ask Christ to let you get well. And you believe it with all your heart, your days will be prolonged for me. You believe that?
Yes.
Our Heavenly Father, as this poor old mother lays her hand on mine, did her hand all wrinkled up. I'm thinking, I live my own poor little wrinkled-handed mother many miles away. No doubt that what this hand has washed in many a hard day in the tub. Not a word to keep soul and body together, raise the little children. When they cry, there's no hand in the world could stroke back the tears and bring joy to the little cheek like this hand could. But now, Father, laying on mine, this is the touch of another hand, the one that was scarred at Calvary, so free. Oh, Christ, help us to believe you. Just take your word. And this big, hideous demon of a cancer, black and fierce, she's helpless, Father. The doctor's powerless, but thou hast power over him. I bring her to thee, Father. Leading with my own unworthy hands, I lead her to you. Will you heal her, Lord? Now give thy servant's boy power, will you, Lord? That obscure this cancer from her. Thou demon, I come to meet you as the anointed gift of God. Now I meet you in the name of Jesus Christ. You come out of the woman. I adjure thee to leave her in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Leave her. Now, Mother, you've seen what's happened. I go on your road rejoicing. Doubt nothing. You'll get well now. Oh, my. Just give God a praise. He said, I'll do all the time. I will when I got here. Bless her little heart. Here's another cancer case. So you come from Chicago, lady? I'm going to visit that lovely city one of these days. I'm supposed to be there in May, or last part of February, there to the stadium. I'm not sure yet. Will you come to the platform and give a testimony at the stadium when you get there, wherever I am? You will?
Uh-huh.
Now, Matt, I want you to testify that God is with you. If he will do it, man. You'll love him and serve him all your days. I just be real reverent because the lady has come many hundreds of miles, yes, and thousands of miles, to the cancer. She's in Chicago. I look at this one. You're watching my hand there, I guess. just back how it can go and what the system is and then I touch on it. She's suffering with cancer, and thou alone, Lord, can heal her. And she's come all the way from Chicago to God, heal it on her ankle. And she promised that she would tell people, she would come up to this stage if thou should send thy servant there and will witness to the healing power. And you're the only one who can take this demon from her body. Therefore, dear God, I come to you, asking with all my heart that you'll do it. This cancer, the very life of it. I come to meet you for the Son of God, Jesus Christ. I adjure thee to leave her, come out of her, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It means, Mother, that she will live yet. You will return to Chicago and be a testimony for God. And you raise your head up. Everything left for later. God bless you, my sister. Watch her. God bless you. Thank you, God. Always in Chicago, down to Minnesota. A sister from Chicago now. You may have had in a few days a sick spell, but don't notice that. If you go to get sick and upset you from it, don't notice that. Don't never notice nothing. You have it in your mind. But you believe. See, that's the reaction of it. Just to you from Chicago, just a moment, sister. Turn around. Put the water up with your finger. There's a lady that died in my prayer line. Heart, colon, and liver. About 8 months ago, or 2 years. That right, sister Walla? I told you to have a sick spell. You had it with your sister's phone. Now, you there too, ladies? There's one that wasn't placed there with a cancer of the heart. And here, and colon and liver. And here is the lady that's now placed there from Chicago. Isn't it wonderful that two sisters can touch one to another? One is healed and well, the other has just been touched with the hands of God. Let's say praise God. All right. Now, that's right, I see you. Several things wrong. This burning is in your chest. Does it seem to be up around up in this way? Sit down to the chair. Oh, down in the chair. Yeah. Your rheumatism maybe. So if you have a cough too, don't you? Cough quite a bit? Yes, sir. You miss your sleep, everything. Just coughing, hacking with your head. Now, there's only one way that I know that. That's through God, isn't it? That's the only way out of it. Now, you have faith and belief in it. Oh, thank you, brother. That's very kind of you thinking that. Dear Heavenly Father, as my brother comes down, Satan has crippled him and bowed him, and he suffers, oh God, he's just in a prison now. And you alone, Lord, can bring him out of this prison. You're the only one who can make him get well. And he said, I believe that Jesus, with all my heart, I believe Jesus sent you here. God, what a testimony of humility. I know that you hear his prayer. I know you hear mine, Father, and that you're going to let him get well. Therefore, Satan, I come to meet thee in the name of Jesus Christ. As God's anointed servant, I adjure by Jesus that you leave a man and come out of him. Dear sir, God has seen your tears. He has seen your faith. And you are touched by his power now. You can walk off. Be well. God bless you, my dear brother. Walk right on down the steps. You don't have to worry anymore. Not if you raise your head. Just let me move for you. Praise the Lord. And in something, you said, I'm glad I met you, glad you met Jesus. We're thankful for that. I bow your head, everyone again, just for a few moments. It's been pretty sick, huh? should be that all of heaven is well such way.
Oh, Mother, here near to your image. Dear Father, I realize that Satan has set a trap, and now he's caught my sister. For the hell, one of these brains hemorrhage now and leave the world. You're the only one who can dissolve that blood clot. But, Father, will you do it? Grant it, Father. Satan has done this, and it's his work. But thou art here to liberate our sister. Satan, I adjure thee by Jesus Christ, the Son of God, leave the woman.
May the Lord God bless her. Stop, too. She'll be all right.
Yes. Miss Williams?
No. Ask her now and tell her so she'll have faith in her. I don't know what it is. Tell her her stomach hurts and hurts.
Right there.
Mush in the
mush. That means mush in her whole life. See how it is? She's got a gastric ulcer in this one.
And you tell her that how I could tell that by vibration over her hand so she'll know you know if you have faith.
All right, now see if I will hear it. How much time have we got here?
4 or 5 we've got now. And then Stephen Thomas doesn't keep around, so we'll see you this morning.
Dear Father, you who knows our hearts and knows our bodies, this poor martyr is spending years suffering with this stomach trouble. And Father, I can't speak to her in her language. So let her know, Father, this ulcer will have to dry. It'll take a few days to do it. You know, Father, just go down and move it with your hand and brush it away. You have the power to do this, Father, even make a new stomach. So, Father, I know that's a miracle. But it'll be a miracle also, Father, secondarily, if you'll just let her get well. She wants to be well. The doctor has given her medicine. She tried, but soon he can't catch the face, Father, for the poor thing is nervous, he's causing this. John always calls me. I pray you, Father, to just give me that sign. I'll tell her. And if she'll believe, she'll be well, won't she, Lord? You come out of her, I adjure thee by Jesus Christ that you leave her.
Now, you should be saying to her, but tell her now that she'll just take her a few days to get well, and I'll wish you leave her.
You're going to be well. It'll take maybe anywhere from 1 to 15 days or something like that for you to be well. Tell her after a while she just forget about it, or just forget about it more. You can
there's a little lady that comes here not long ago that her spine took a spinal mistake had done something, and her nerves from the waist down, and she took it for childbirth, and she was paralyzed all the way down, no feeling, couldn't walk, nothing. I prayed for her, and I guess it was somewhat about 8 or 10 days, so she was out of her wheelchair, Now, if that's God can heal that woman, you believe you'll get well, about all the Lord Jesus bless you get well. This your wife, and you ought to be happy together. I know how you feel about church, brother.
when my wife called me about it. I know how some of you have it together, and I want you to have it together. And you always serve Christ all your life if you're listening to you're letting get well. Now, regardless of what is happening now, I wonder if you're going to be done anyhow. All right, now, by your sister, the one we're going to pray for, Brother Drew, tell us. Dear Father, I feel no vibration from the man, but he's paralyzed, dear God. Something has happened, dear God, that his nerves died in the lower part of his body. You're the only one who can make life come into those nerves again, take this condition away from him. Will you hear my prayer? You and your lovely little wife standing there, oh God, how she must feel looking at him, him looking at her. And this other young couple down the street. Oh God, let him recover from the true God. Who can make the death here in the young feet? I pray that this can be the day that life will start back in your dreams again. This prayer I condition on you. I pray this blessing for you in the name of the Holy Son of God, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, sir. I hear how you're having that day. Come on.
Just a few minutes. I'll just have a prayer for these people passing through the line.
and I appreciate it very much for your time. As you do ready this moment, I want to pray for each one in time. Love on you here, you little ones here, but please come back now for the next service. For you, you go be God. If I was asking, you go get well. Aren't you my lady? You do it. You do the food on your system. You're going to get well. And if I ask God, you believe it. I guess she's there. And, well, all right. My brother Christian brings me word here with a bunch back in the audience. I said, if I just pray for that one, it'll be easy. And ask him, God can move this. Yes. That's right. Now, all right, by your head, I'll try to pray for just a few more. Give us about 3 more minutes, man, and I'll pray for the entire audience. That's lovely, man. Christ will love you for that. Father, I pray with all my heart that you heal this boy and will make him well. In Jesus Christ's name, I ask you, Father. Amen. God bless you, young man. Now, this young lady was deaf here. Is she deaf and dumb too? Your sister? Your niece. Is she born that way? She's not deaf and dumb. A flower is made of deaf. Now, it can happen right here. Now, wouldn't that be? The last week five, from the new school went home speaking and hearing, I do not say she's a. Of course, if she begins to talk, it's true to be a little baby. There's no vibration from it. She gets paralyzed her nerves and vocal cords. Now, here's a young lady that's deaf and dumb. She's from Michigan. Come to Mesa. Excuse me, I didn't get it right. From Mesa. She's in the meat school. And now, she's had what polio? Polio, paralyzed her hearing, and of course that's on the same nerve, you know, the speech and hearing. Now, if I'll ask God, the lady will agree that the girls will get all right. Now, he can open her ears now. That I don't know. I can't say, he can make her speak now. I couldn't say, if she does, if she has a baby, she could talk plain. But if she doesn't, not now. I'll make time for them after she leaves. Father, the lovely little girl, thank you. Bless her heart. She's small and cut off in her hearing and her speech. And I don't believe she wants to be real for any evil thing, but this other person came by her law that tears in her eyes. Won't you see her be with her? Something to get well, Father, so she come back out of school and let me go to church and hear the message and sing the praises of God. Oh God, I'm thinking of those 5 little children up in Oregon last week. Idaho, how did you heal them, brought them out of school, the doctors pronounced them well, and sent them home to their loved ones? How did that lovely woman? Oh Father, have mercy on her. I pray that she will recover from this immediately. And if it be thy will, Father, when our servant sends out this rebuke, may Satan leave her now, and she be able to speak and hear it right now. If not, Father, down with my heart, we believe that she will. For I ask you to leave her in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. I keep your head bowed to the God. Everyone keep your head bowed every day. Okay? The Lord and I want to do it. Everyone just remember, so life can be good. If it's so, if God doesn't live perfectly all right, we will live in time, if we can, and not there. Hear me? You say amen. Amen. All right, raise your hand. Hear me? You hear me? Amen.
Amen.
Let's give God praise, everybody. My sister, she's going to get an awful headache. The girl's with her. She's going to have a headache. Oh, you're going to wait for her. She's going to have a headache. And we tell her that she to make her head hurt, but you'll be all right. Don't worry nothing about that. There she hears me. There she hears me. Minister has brought his niece, and she's deaf. Now, you know what? Thou art always near, and this lovely little lady comes up here to be healed. And I believe, Father, that thou art here, and you hear the humility of our hearts. And they bring the sick and the sick, and the deaf and the dumb and the blind. And thou alone, Lord, can heal. I pray that you will restore the hearing to this girl's ears. Will you bring it, dear Father? May she begin right now to hear it and get well. Nevertheless, Father, I believe your promise, but you said if you get the people to believe you, nothing shall stand before your prayer. I believe it will leave her, Father. Whether it does now or not, I know not. That's in your power, Father, not in mine. And my power comes from you. And I pray that you will give me power over this death spirit to drive it away from me. Thou demon, a deafness, come out of the woman in the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me? Hear me? Yes, that's God. Hear me? I'll let you raise your head. We just had time to wait a little bit. We've got an hour. Hear me?
Oh, excuse me.
God bless you. God bless you. Let's take a seat. Bow your head, every word. Every week with you, this fellow just starts coming out. Bow your head, he got it hurt. He's trying to see him in the face. Yes, ma'am. My sister, dear. Are you a minister's wife? My wife, no, I have to think that I have to leave you to take them down. But you, what it is, you call it a God. You have to come and see God. Dear Father, as I who knows the heart of all people, and this is your spirit life, a young minister, old God, may their life be fruitful for you, Father. For we do, we have many more days to go, and then we shall see Jesus. And Father, we pray that we would see Jesus. Oh, how we love him. And I thank you for the young minister, and I pray, Father, that his life will be very fruitful. And his companion comes up now today before your temple of him, that his life might be healed. And now, Father, hear the prayer of your children. And as they go about to the temple praying, preaching, may they take his testimony that thou art the healer also. Now, Dean, lead this woman. In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you, young lady. Every moderation of it has gone. Now look, your stomach's raw. Just like if there's something rash on your hand, you touch something on it, and it started getting better. Not well. Take a while, you'll even forget the other hand. You'll be all right. God bless you. What's your husband's name?
Yes.
Reverend Bessing. God bless you. And we'll call you back. He said, that's all right. When I get up there, she's got a grand. When I go back, I'll have it take in my arms. The little boy was instantly delivered, took off the brace, and walked down the floor with it on his back. That was my message. Let's say praise the Lord. Oh, yeah. God is real. He's Now let's see, how many more people? The brother said we've already, if we're going to have to close the doors. If these people come up and back, I'm just going to ask a prayer for everyone. Let this money as you can pay to the line. You will be, will you, sister? It's not allowed. You understand how it is. I want to have a prayer with each one of you. But first thing I want to say is that we thank God for the living for everyone that they've been in. Now, we want to pray for everyone in the line that they've been paid to. So I cut my hands on the Bible says they'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover this. Our Heavenly Father, and our Lord, that our time is up, and we know many will be through the multitude, and one of the sides will lay. But Father, this is the time that these ministers have to get in their churches. And oh God, may we come solely to be saved because of this afternoon. May we minister be morning tonight. May Brother Father, Brother Outlaw, Brother Fuller, all the brothers here, Father, your ministers, may we be so anointed tonight that the power of God will be in their midst and they'll speak like never before. May sinners reach their way to power and as we deal with the Spirit of God. Oh, Father, may many even tonight be saved, grand. And these who are coming through the line now, downward, and may your Spirit be so strong that when they pass by, and I'll take a hold of this man, may the blessing of God rest upon each of them. May they leave this place affecting, rejoicing and thanking you for their deeds. For we realize that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things you don't see, taste, feel, smell, or hear. God grant, may we all be well. And we offer you thanks and praise for all that you have done and all that you're going to do yet. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Now, let's stand, everyone, except for me. Now, while I'm passing you through, I want you all to sing that song with me. And brother, one of the song leaders, when you come to hear a song leader, every song leader of the Father. Come here, Brother Mercy. I want you to sing all the day. I want you ministers to walk right out there, put a prayer on there, to be praying for them as they come through the line. Let me do it now. Everybody will sing. Just a few moments. We're going to pass about 15 to 20 people. Just to shake your hand and pray for you. One of the songs that you're praying on there.
In the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Come out of the girl. I adjure thee, leave her in Jesus Christ's name. There's time before I raise my head. All right, now this is for you. Now, audience here, I want you to look at my hand now, the same here. Our little girlie, you're going to be well now, sweetheart. Our mother, so you take some brain to go to her room. Cut it around a little ways like this. Like that. Or you're going to be here for a while or something. Now you take that string and cut it around her like this, and you don't know where that's going to get through. You cut that string off like this. And then about tomorrow night or the next night one, you take that same string and cut it around a little girl like this and cut off how much it's going. You can do that for at least 2 to 3 nights. Then you know that I told you that wasn't true.
Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, leave the woman.